We're on the Growmark Media Tour. With me is Ron Dirtle with the Energy Division. And Ron, what's your title?
Energy Marketing and Communications Manager.
Ron, you talked to us here on the bus and gave kind of an overview of Growmark Energy. And one of the things that you talked about was the refined fuels terminals that you have really all over the country and the footprint of the energy division.
We own two terminals in which we store product and also blend like biodiesel and ethanol, that sort of thing, that we actually distribute through a number of terminals across the Midwest, central U.S.
And really, you go outside the core area of this Midwest area, right?
Right. Our core members are in Illinois, Iowa, and Wisconsin, but we're out as far as Colorado to the west, and we're starting to work further east as well. In fact, Growmark FS is in the propane business out of New York State.
Now, Menard Terminal, you brought that up. We saw Menard Terminal last year on this trip and wanted to just get an update on that.
Well, the Menard Terminal continues to be a good asset for us. Of course, it's right in the heart of our market territory, and we have a number of members that pick up directly out of there and distribute to their customers. Recently added biodiesel blending there, and as well as the whole fill equipment and such is kind of state-of-the-art, so we're very proud of that facility.
Then you said now the newer facility is a Fort Dodge terminal. Tell us about that one.
Well, the Fort Dodge terminal is just east of Fort Dodge at Duncombe, Iowa. I think we've had that maybe for a year and a half or so. And again, we're upgrading that, adding biofuels to it, and upgrading the facility in general.
And you also mentioned something I did not know, that Growmark was part owner of a biodiesel plant in Missouri.
Yes, with ADM and Biofuels LLC, we have some ownership in that biodiesel production plant, Mexico, Missouri.
So biodiesel is really a big part of the energy division.
Well, it certainly is. And, of course, in Illinois, with the tax advantage and so forth, so much diesel fuel goes out with biodiesel. So, yeah, it is definitely a mainstream part of our business.
Now, another thing we talked about, another big part of it is propane. You talked about the propane terminals and the pipelines and getting into the northeastern part of the United States.
Propane, of course, the bulk of our trade territory is used for grain drying and such in those years, but a more regular business that we would normally think, maybe a winter like this is different, but is the home heat. So much of the Northeast is fuel oil, but there is opportunity for propane distribution out there as well. So we're kind of working our way east there.
You talked about NCRA. Tell me about what that stands for, what it is, and Growmark's got a part owner, a share in that, but you're going to divest yourself of that, I guess?
Okay, that is correct. Growmark has had ownership in the refinery at McPherson, Kansas for many, many years. But, yes, we're a minority owner with MFA Oil as well as CHS. CHS is a majority owner, and CHS is essentially buying out the minority owners of that facility.
Let's talk about Go Further with FS.com. Okay. So tell us about that.
Okay. Go Further with FS the Go Further campaign is it's more than just a new look and feel for our marketing materials. It's also a program in which our member companies segment the market. You know, our mainstream market is, of course, ag, has been, and continues to be. However, the products that we have for the ag market also perform very well in trucks and in construction equipment, buses like what we're on today, garbage equipment. You know, all these different market segments can benefit from our products, and essentially we can serve those markets without having to add assets. It's a matter of learning who they are, what their needs are, and tailoring our products to meet their needs.
And we learned a lot about that at the Gold Rush event as well. And you talk about that with the different energy brands that you have. Tell me, just go through some of the energy brands and how they're helping us go further.
All right. Well, our flagship diesel fuel is Diesel X Gold. And we recently reintroduced that into the marketplace with a new formulation. That has been around for 60 years. And it is a, like I said, a flagship product for us. So that is one of the trademarks that we all know. In the lubricant side of the business, we also have United Lubricants as well as Archer. Archer is in this territory somewhat, though we'd probably be the eastern side of the territory. It's much more popular out in Iowa and Nebraska and Kansas and so forth. And United is, again, a little bit different lubricant line. And, again, primarily distributed west of here. But we purchased those brands when we purchased the McAllister lubricant manufacturing facility at Council Bluffs, Iowa. One of those other brands is Fast Stop. That's our retail brand. We have unattended sites as well as attended sites such as this one in Effingham. Very nice opportunity for us to serve other markets than agriculture with our retail sites. So so many of ours are unattended and work very, very well in small communities or in locations that may not actually support a convenience store. So
when we talk about expanding the markets that GrowMark can be in, particularly with the energy products here, how does that help your grower members?
Well, it helps our grower members because the FS members and our cooperative customers own GrowMark. And essentially we're adding volume through our system through these other customers and expanded geographies without really adding a lot of expense. So essentially you're covering a similar expense with more margin from more product. So it's really kind of that simple.
And it provides a better return for your grower members then, right?
It does provide a better return for the FS members. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you very much, Ron, here at the GrowMark Media Day. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.